As you may know, there is a prevalence of vomiting diarrhea in the community at the present time, and we've had evidence of it in two wards. That was, as you said earlier, Surgical 1 and Medical 3. Now, we've had an extension to that to other hospitals within, or to other wards within the hospital. There's no confirmation that it's the actual norovirus or whatever, but we're putting all infection control precautions in place. So what we want to do is we want to cease all visiting to the hospital for now, with the exception of fathers or parents into the maternity unit. That's the only exception. At the moment, we have a bar now in visiting to all other areas throughout the hospital.
In instances where perhaps somebody may be extremely ill, is it possible for families to discuss the situation with the ward manager and perhaps make an exception?
Extreme situations, for instance, if somebody is terminally ill or whatever, we would encourage the family members to ring the ward in advance so the special arrangements can be made for them to come in to see their relative.
Is it possible to say how long these restrictions will be in place?
No, in general terms, what's happened previously and what's happened in other hospitals around the country as well that's experiencing this, I mean, it can take 1 or 2 days, but it can also up to 4 or 5 days or more to resolve, because what could happen or what's happened in the past, Donal, is that when it resolves in one ward, it actually breaks out in a new ward, because it's actually new admissions or relatives or members of the public coming into the hospital that actually bring the virus in. So while it can resolve one place, it can break out in another.
Could this have an impact on day services or outpatients?
Well, at the moment, it's going to have no impact on outpatients and no impact whatsoever on day services. The only area that it may have an impact as well as visiting is we are currently reviewing our inpatient elective admissions as well to see can we go ahead with those. Now, we're going to review each case on an individual basis and on a day-by-day basis to see how things pan out.
So if somebody is due to go to the hospital for an elective procedure, should they be getting in contact or will you contact them?
No, we will be getting in contact then. I mean, people should work on the premise that their appointment is going to go ahead in this stage unless we contact them individually beforehand.